So the topics we learned about include, the Gemara discusses several machlekes in which the Zakin Mamri might disagree with the Sanhedrin. The machlekes and the sources to the arguments between the Zakin Mamri and the Sanhedrin. Rav Kahana says, "Acha yemer kachu be'enai vehein aymer mipi hashmua nerag." Only if the Zakin Mamri says his opinion comes from his own understanding, and the Sanhedrin say their opinions come from an earlier source, is the Zakin Mamri liable to get chenek, because the Sanhedrin's opinion is stronger than the Zakin Mamri. While Rabbi Laza holds afilahu aymer mipi hashmua, vehein aymer kachu be'enainu nerag. Even if the Zakin Mamri says his opinion comes from an earlier source, and the Sanhedrin say their opinion comes from their own understanding, the Zakin Mamri is liable to get chenek because kadesh le yibru machlekes be Yisrael, to prevent machlekes from spreading among Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah's halacha ba'aimer ain tefillin kedei lavra al divrei Torah pater. If the Zakin Mamri ruled that there is no mitzvah to wear tefillin, he's not liable because, as Rashi explains, the ain zu hayroa dezil kari beiravu. Since the source of a tefillin is explicitly written in the Torah, his ruling is completely disregarded and has no effect. The four conditions in the ruling of a Zakin Mamri according to Rabbi Huda. Ein chayav ela al davar she'ikari medivrei Torah. He's liable only for a ruling in a mitzvah whose source is mentioned in the Torah. And the pirusha medivrei say from the details are derived through the chachamim. And v'yesh by lahaysif, his ruling was merely an addition to the mitzvah. And v'mhaysif gareya, this addition ruins the existing mitzvah. And only in mitzvah's tefillin are all these conditions fulfilled. But in arba minim and tzitzis, they are not fulfilled.